Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, and I'll start with verse 20, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them, for the Son of Man in his day will be like lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on a housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left." "Where, Lord?" they asked. He replied, "Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather." And now let's move over to the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 15. This is a psalm of David. "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken." And now let's move over to the book of Job. Today we are reading Job chapter 14, and here Job continues to speak. "Mortals, born of woman, are of few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet, at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the waters of the lake dry up, or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger had passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for a creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as waters wear away stone, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy a person's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. If their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This past Sunday, Dr. Dorch's pastoral prayer was very meaningful to me, and so I've asked him if I might re-pray or reread his prayer as a prayer for us today. Would you pray with me? Our Father and our God, whose holy presence fills the whole earth and whose very breath gives life to all, we come this morning to proclaim your praises for how you alone are the source of a future that is just and good. When you hide your face, we are lost. But when you send your Spirit, we are renewed and able to do more than we ever thought possible. We thank you on this day for the power of your Holy Spirit that guides and empowers us and conveys to you the concerns of our hearts. We ask that you continue to make your presence known to us, that we might be delivered from our sin and transformed into a people who show forth your glory even now in this fallen world that awaits its redemption, as we believe we will one day do in heaven. We pause to remember those this day that are suffering and confused because of whatever chaos has come upon their souls. For those who are hurting, give them your consolation. For those who are angry, give them rest and peace. For those who feel as though their breath is being taken away, give them a second wind, even the wind of your Holy Spirit. For those who are oblivious to the injustices and inequities that exist in our world, grant them a deeper understanding of the burdens marginalized and dispossessed people must endure. Help us to see that we are never left without comfort, even the comfort that comes from your presence in our midst. So breathe on us your breath of life, and help us in some small way in this time to experience the power of Jesus' risen presence so that we might hold fast in the face of this and every other storm of life. We pray this in the strong and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.